What's up, you guys? So, I don't know if you can hear them in the background, but the locusts outside my house are being pretty loud. I call them locusts. I know some people also call them, like, cicadas? Or, like, katydids? I don't know, I'm terrible at pronouncing things, and I'm not used to people calling it that, but I have heard a few people. So yeah, those things that like live in the ground for like 7 years and then crawl out and grow wings and scare the crap out of me. I've not had good experiences with them. If you've seen them, they're actually like really big bugs, and obviously they're loud. They make that noise when there's a bunch of them together. And I've had more than one fly in my face on occasion, and so they really scare the crap out of me. Anyways, I feel like it's been a while since I recorded a ramble. I haven't been working or going out, so I haven't been able to record while driving, and that's usually the only time when I can really record. It's kind of weird because I haven't recorded a ramble where I'm just sitting in a while, and so hopefully this goes okay. I'm just gonna talk about stuff. It's weird, I'm actually really cold right now. I'm literally sitting in a sports bra, a long sleeve shirt, my panties and socks. Normally I don't wear socks, but when I get cold I do. Most of the time I hate wearing socks, but yeah. And it's also annoying because I'm really sunburnt because I've gone to the pool like every day this week, and so it kind of hurts for a snap to be touching me, but I mean, I'm getting used to it, and I've been putting a ton of aloe vera on my skin, which is also annoying because it makes my face look really oily because my face is sunburnt. But this is like the darkest I've ever been naturally. And I want to get darker. I love being tan. So, yeah. It just sucks to be sunburnt. But, anyways. Still a lot of fun. My computer screen's really bright right now. It's 8:13. Yeah. I'm pretty sore. Since I've been going to the pool, I've also been swimming a lot, which is a good workout. And then on a few days, I've also done like little workouts here and there. Since I'm really trying to get back into shape, I really let myself go this summer, which is like really annoying, and frustrating. And yeah, so I've also been cutting my calories. But tonight, I cut pizza. I love pizza, and my friends know I love pizza, but I haven't eaten it in a while, actually, in a long while. Oh, except for, like, the Lean Cuisine pizzas, because I buy those, sometimes when I, like, really want pizza. But yeah, so, but I had real pizza tonight. It was really good. Yeah, just really trying to be conscious of, like, my eating choices and stuff. There's things I notice that, like, I do that really add to the calories and aren't good. But it's also hard because I need to do more stuff and more meal planning, basically. Because even though I'm eating less calories, I'm still not necessarily making the best decisions for me. So, like, today, I don't know about, like, where y'all are from and stuff, but it's tax-free weekend in Texas. Which means, like, basically all clothes and school supplies are tax-free, so we've been doing quite a bit of shopping. And today we went to this, like, outdoor outlet mall. And I only had 4 eggs for our breakfast. And then that was it. Drink water. I took, like, my vitamins and supplements. And then for lunch, I just had grilled chicken and mashed potatoes, which were, like, the worst thing that I ate. One biscuit and a little side salad of mixed greens, and I had apple slices. But I had only had 4 eggs, and that was around 8:30 this morning, and then we didn't eat lunch until close to 1:30, and I was shaking really bad and actually feeling really faint. But like I said, I'm cold right now, and so I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt. I don't know if I'm getting sick or what the issue is. I am not so sunburned that I have scent poisoning, because one of my friends had mentioned that to me, I am definitely not that sick. My skin is not blistering or anything. It's just sunburnt. But yeah, I'm not dehydrated because, I mean, I drink a ton of water. I made sure to take plenty of water when I went to the pool and stayed hydrated and, like, took breaks and stuff. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. Sometimes, I mean, I just shake really easily anyways. But yeah, I'm just really sore. The soreness is, like, really setting in tonight. I'm not quite sure why. I might need to start using, I don't know if y'all have heard of them, but there's, like, 1UP Nutrition. I follow quite a few people who are, like, they're models, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, quite a few, like, YouTubers and stuff, and, Instagrammers that, like, work for them. So I know they're supposed to portray them in this light. I do follow other people who sponsor other, like, supplements and stuff like that as well. I just like 1UP Nutrition stuff. I've used it for. But they have their BCAAs, which last year when I was working out a lot, that really helped with soreness. So I think because pretty soon the pool's gonna get closed because it's the end of summer, I won't be swimming as much and I'll be actually like working out, and I need to just start doing more workouts anyways. And more harder core workouts to help burn this, and I'm also cutting my calories dramatically, but trying to do it smart enough that obviously I don't like pass out in the middle of the day or whatever, because school's coming up, and yeah. But anyways, the BCAAs really helped with like muscle soreness, like a ton. So definitely might get more of that. It's just hard because all that stuff's so expensive, but I definitely, that's another good thing about following the people who sponsor them, is they have extra coupon codes on top of the ones that like 1UP Nutrition already releases. So yeah, definitely gonna look into that. Anyways, I was really excited to get my Snapchat up for y'all. It's very exciting to see everybody following me on there. And just to see, I guess, my fan base grow, even though that's a weird word for it. Also excited to get my Amazon wish list up. That's definitely new to me, so please bear with me as we figure that out together. I don't know if when someone gets something, if it like automatically takes it off, so then I don't get it twice or something like that. I don't know how that works. I also am thinking about putting like random stuff I just want as a person on there, I guess, if that makes sense. So I don't know. Let me know what y'all think about that. I mean, would y'all be okay with that? Like, could I put my BCAAs on there? Because they're kind of expensive sometimes, and Amazon sometimes has them cheap. But yeah, I don't know how that's gonna work. So, anyways, I might actually do a little bit of a workout before I go to bed tonight. I'm pretty tired. But that way I just feel better, you know, even though I did a ton of walking today and stuff. I'm excited to be getting some clothes. I've been getting some really cute clothes. I got this cute t-shirt dress, this, like, body mod skirt, and, I got a new pair of Converse. They're just really cute. It's called Sunset Glow. It's, like, this orange. It's really cute. I really like it. It really looks good to my tan, too. But yeah, you guys, that's about it. That's what's been happening. So I think I'm gonna work out and then shower and go to bed tonight. Yeah, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for all of your support.